It's been a beautiful thing over the last few weeks to observe what takes place at the end of the service as we fellowship with one another in what we're calling the two-minute warming. It's a blessed thing, and I have often thought during these moments of Psalm 133 how blessed it is to see brothers dwell in unity. This will be the last Sunday that anything will be said about the two-minute warming. The clock will just automatically be there. It'll just become a habit, a part of the fabric of our fellowship as we interact with one another after the service. Now, along with the two-minute warming, I have to give you a 2 a.m. warning. Next Sunday is the time in which we have the change of the time. We move the clock back. You know, if you would like to have a phone call at 2 a.m., we would be glad to help you. If you would just contact the office this week, you could either call for yourself or you could volunteer someone else to receive that call. We would be glad to set that up for you. But make sure and remember to turn your clock back this coming Saturday evening. The interviews have just gone splendidly. It's been great to get acquainted. It's been wonderful to receive and to listen to your insights and perspective. Let's all remember that this ministry belongs to the Lord, and we want to care for it in a very special way because God gave His Son, He gave His own blood to purchase this body of believers. And it is my desire, it's all of our desire, that we make this church all that it can be for all the glory that can be given to the Lord. As we prepare our hearts to receive God's word this morning, would you pray along with me? Father, as we have been reminded through the singing of this song, to be still, it means for us to pull back. It means for us to hush and to listen to You. And Father, for most of us in this room this morning, our week has been very busy. It has been filled with activities. It's been filled with many circumstances that have troubled our minds, our thoughts. And this is a moment in time in which we can corporately come together and to be still before You. And so I pray that not only in prayer, but as we open Your word, that we would be quiet before You. May You speak to us this morning in a way that will change and transform our lives to live and walk by faith and trust in faithfulness to You. It's in Jesus' name I pray this. Amen. This little tiny book of Habakkuk details for us that there's only two kinds of people in the world. There are the righteous who are submissive to the will of God, and then there's the unrighteous who are selfish for themselves. In God's word, we read in verse 4 about the first group, the righteous. At the end of verse 4, but the righteous shall live by his faith. And I've purposely addressed those first because now as we go to the beginning of verse 4, behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. And the great cry of the Reformation, I'd kind of put it in parentheses because what follows in verse 5 is actually an added description of this unrighteous, selfish person. Moreover, wine is a traitor, an arrogant man who is never at rest. His greed is as wide as Sheol. Like death, he has never enough. He gathers for himself all nations and collects as his own all peoples. What God put together to address the issues of Judah is what I would call a very, very evil cocktail. The Babylonian Empire, the Chaldeans, could be described as egotistical, unbalanced, alcoholic, arrogant, full of greed, ruthless.